comfortable and they don't worry about anything else. They put all their efforts out on the team.
I don't want this to sound like a job interview, but what was your path that led you here?
There's a rather parallel. For the first 38 years of my life, I was in the service industry of sorts. I was a firefighter, paramedic, just taking care of people in that sense, and just a passion for baseball. I retired back in 2021, and looking for a rehirement job, I landed here in Lansing, first year on the grounds crew. And then this position opened up, and I took the job, and here I am. And I just absolutely enjoy being around the players. It's just a pure joy being able to take care of them.
I mean, you might have just answered this, but do you have a favorite facet to it?
A favorite facet? Anticipating the players' needs. Being able to do things that they might consider difficult. The saying is kind of, I'm beginning to learn within the clubby world, is I can do the ridiculous today, and any impossible request, I'll get back to you tomorrow.
That's amazing. Have you met great clubbies to learn from?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Fort Wayne is in town now. Sam Lewis, who is the home club manager, Swirly is his nickname. I've learned a lot from him. Quad Cities, I met their home club manager last season. It was my first season as well. He gave me a lot of tips on how to take care of laundry, certain specific stains, things like that. So yeah, it's kind of an organization or a group within the clubbies as well. There's a lot of information sharing. Call ahead to other teams before they come in, see what they need, see what they want, what do they like, make sure it's available to them when they come into the door.
Who've been your favorite people that you have met over the course of working in baseball?
Well, as the quote goes, welcome to minor league baseball where nobody knows your name and the uniforms don't fit. But with the minor league teams come big league names. There's been several previous or past MLB players that have come through here, and I'm always excited and wondering who's going to step through the door next. Last season, Placido Polanco came through, which was very exciting. There's been several other former Tiger pitchers and so on. They've come through. Just wonderful to meet them and to see the other side.
Yeah. You know,
these guys are here now, but to meet those fellas that have already been there to the top of the mountain. And much of the staff has been either former major league players themselves or affiliated with major league teams in some way. So just to be able to associate with these folks is very exciting.
Have you heard any great stories that you'd be able to share?
None that really come to mind. None that come to mind. And I suppose if there was, they might be a little inappropriate.
Speaking with the visiting clubhouse manager, Peter Portner, the clubhouse is sacred ground, so you and I, we're able to come in.
Yes.
Virtually nobody else is, unless you're affiliated with baseball, unless you're baseball personnel. So it's up to us to share that the way that you've decorated this clubhouse is outstanding.
You
take over, it's empty. Where did you begin with your eye for decor?
Well, when I first started, I came in here. The clubhouse was left in a condition by people who knew they weren't coming back.
Yes.
And it was rather unfortunate. So the first step, of course, was to just completely clean and get everything organized. I didn't have much of an idea, and it was really more of a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
It occurred to me last season that I enjoy baseball so much, and the international flavor. I mean, players come from all around the world. That I began hanging flags around the house.
Do you remember the first flag?
United States flag, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Then the second?
And then the second, I believe it was quite honestly, I think it was more than just one. I was probably Dominican Republic, Mexico, Colombia, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, Cuba, a lot of countries from the Latin area.
Do you remember the others since then? Can you name every flag that we see around us?
Yes, I can, actually. Okay. Let's see. We've got Aruba, of course, Mexico, Canada, United States, Venezuela, Colombia. Who's behind us here? Australia, Taiwan, South Korea, Uganda, of all places. And then again, Cuba, Puerto Rico, Dominican. Down the hall is the Bahamas and the Netherlands. And of course, the very last one, thanks to you, Jesse, Antarctica. What an unusual. All seven continents are represented here in baseball, truly international. And the only way we could have gotten of the Antarctica one is, of course, because you had a friend who was affiliated with baseball, a photographer. He came down here, visited the clubhouse, made it official. So I'm happy to say that all seven continents are represented.
We also have hanging right above us the Traverse City Beach Bums, which I was in the Frontier League. I remember the Beach Bums, the Pit Spitters, and then the Lugnuts, white and the green. So decor right above us.
Decor right above us, absolutely. They're all personal jerseys of mine. Again, the clubhouse lacked color.
Yeah.
So I started bringing in my own items that I had from home. Certainly specialty jerseys this year. We have the Charlie Brown jersey. What else? We have the Hickory Dickory Docks, which is the Texas Rangers High A team. And just others, the West Michigan Bunghammers, their specialty jersey. So, quite a few jerseys. And just to get the baseball flavor flowing through here.
Just to continue to describe what we see as we look around this room, tell me about this clock.
The clock was actually an idea.
Yes.
Home clubby from Quad Cities last season came through, and written in his review was, "There is no clock in the clubhouse." Now, I happen to like clocks myself. I have many, many clocks at home. None that I would want to bring in. There it goes. I looked on Facebook Marketplace, found this particular clock, and instead of just hanging any digital clock or analog clock, I got this clock, put it on the wall. I think it's unique. I don't believe that any other team in the league has one.
No, and I would say probably not minor league baseball. It's gorgeous.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's a nice wall clock, chimes every 15 minutes.
Also around the corner, is that a firefighter's helmet?
Yes, it is. Memorabilia from my past career as a firefighter. Hung many of my helmets over there. Gifts from my crew when I retired from my engine company. I also keep memorabilia from the teams every season. As the new teams come through, I have them sign something for me. This year, it's baseball bats. So every team that came through, have them sign a bat for me. So last year, it was all baseballs. Not sure what I'm going to get for the teams to sign next year, though.
Bases.
That thought came to me.
That'd be fun.
I actually thought about getting home plate and have the team sign them. Yes, absolutely.
Joined by Peter Portner, the visiting clubhouse manager with the Lugnuts. One of my favorite questions to ask is, what do people not know? Or what is something that people would be surprised to learn that you have learned from working in baseball?
The players themselves. Folks look at athletes in some awe. I suppose rightfully so in some way. I mean, their athletic feats, the things that they're capable of doing are incredible. Even at this young age, at this level, the athleticism of the players is phenomenal. But to learn that many of the players are nothing more than boys in men's bodies. They are absolutely silly in the clubhouse when they get out of the public eye. It's fun to watch them let their guard down and the way they interact with each other. They're truly just big kids, and they're having the time of their lives and just hoping to make it up to the show one day.
That's visiting clubhouse manager Peter Portner. That is not where the interview concludes. I'll put the entire thing online.
Let's bring things back, though. At Jackson Field, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Today, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the final home game of the 2024 season. Adam, it's time to go through some starting lineups. What do you say?
Let's do it. Well, let's start with Fort Wayne, 21-38, 50-75 coming in. They've won two straight. So today they bring in this nine. Kai Murphy leads off in center field. Rosemond Verdugo bats second at third base. Tyler Robertson is the DH, hitting third. Devin Ortiz bats cleanup at first base. Norwillian Cedeno, second base, hitting fifth. Nick Vogt swings sixth in right field. Jacob Campbell batting seventh in left. Addison Kopak makes his series debut as the catcher, hitting eighth. And Nick McCleary, the shortstop, rounds out the nine. Murphy, Verdugo, Robertson, Ortiz, Cedeno, Vogt, Campbell, Kopak, McCleary, and they support the righty, Tyler Morgan, normally out of the bullpen, but today will make the start. What are you thinking for a spotlight hitter, Jesse?
I think it stays Tyler Robertson, who is having a sensational series. Enters today on an eight-game hitting streak. Multi-hit games in six of those hitting streaks. Since August 15th, hitting .476, two more hits yesterday, including an RBI single and the 3-2 win. Robertson is the guy to watch.
Okay, yeah, I think it's that's a good pick. I mean, he has been red hot of late. Okay, for the Lansing Lugnuts, 26-33, 58-66 overall. They need to get back in the win column, 2-3 in this series. It is their final home game, number 66 here in 2024. Ryan Lasko leads off in center field. Jared Dickey bats second in right. Danny Bautista Jr., the first baseman, hitting third. Luke Mann, big game yesterday with two extra base hits and a home run, bats cleanup at third. Joshua Kuroda-Growler is at shortstop, batting fifth. TJ Schofield Sam hits sixth as the DH. CJ Rodriguez catching today, batting seventh. Saheed Valenzuela hits eighth in left field. And Casey Yamauchi bats ninth at second. Lasko, Dickey, Bautista Jr., Mann, Kuroda-Growler, Schofield Sam, Rodriguez, Valenzuela, Yamauchi. Jesse, who you got?
I got Luke Mann. Loved his swings yesterday with a double and a homer.
All right. They support Cade Morris. Let's send it down for the national anthem. One final time from Jackson Field. All right, it's a beautiful 75-degree and sunny Sunday afternoon. The first day in September of 2024 is the last home game in 2024. 21-38, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps in the second half, 50-75 overall. And your Lugnuts, 26-33, 58-66 overall, 31-34 at home this season. Big Log, our favorite mascot, waving and running the Lugnut flag around the infield, and we are ready for baseball. One last time here at Jackson Field in 2024 with the call. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's something to watch for, Adam, because Big Lug apparently has a lot of cardio planned today. Waving the flag at home plate. Here are Lugnut's defenders supporting the right-hander, Kate Morris. Saheed Valenzuela in left, Ryan Lasko in center, Jared Dickey in right. Danny Bautista Jr. is at first base with Casey Yamauchi at second. At shortstop, Josh Kuroda-Growler. At third, Luke Mann. And the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. For the man on the mound, The right-hander, Cade Morris, hailing from Turlock, California. What are your keys for him?
Get out of the first inning, get out of the second inning without any runs given up. That's it, Jesse. The last 2 days, Fort Wayne has used big first and second innings. That's carried them the rest of the game. Lansing has to put up zeros early.
Two big words. Play ball. One final time in 2024 here at home. That pitch got away. Morris against Murphy, Verdugo, and Robertson. I told you I was looking out for Tyler Robertson. How about you when you look at this Fort Wayne Tin Caps offense? Who are you looking at?
You nailed it. I mean, Tyler Robertson has been exceptional in his last 10 games, 20 for 42. The OPS is sitting at 1,000, and specifically in this series, riding that eight-game hitting streak, he's 12 for 19. He's knocked in six. He is a tough out at the top of the order. So, got to be careful. And again, they will see him in this first inning where Lansing's looking to put up a zero in the first inning for the first time in 3 days.
Tin Caps wear their road reds. Tiger Woods would call it the Sunday red. Home plate umpire Isabella Robb says, let's go. Bases umpire Stone Garver. And here we do go at 1:05 p.m. First pitch, ripped out to right field, right down the line. It's a fair ball heading into the corner. Kai Murphy turns first. He heads for second. Jared Dickey has some troubles with it. Murphy for third. There won't be a relay. He arrives bareheaded. Lost his helmet on his way around second. First pitch of the ball game, and Kai Murphy collects his third triple of the year. So what was that you were saying about Fort Wayne and quick starts?
Yep, we look like we maybe have another one unless Cade Morris can get out of a runner at third, nobody out situation. Good swing on the first pitch for Murphy. He's been ready to rock.
Fort Wayne only has now 17 triples this year. Lansing is 38. 38th came yesterday from Danny Batista. Here's Rosemond Verdugo, the third baseman. Righty, righty. The pitch. Fastball inside, ball one. Verdugo comes in hitting 203. Day off yesterday. Morris settles. Kicks and offers. Low. Two balls and no strikes. Fastball for Morris, 94 miles an hour. Murphy walks away from third base, putting on his sliding mitt as he does so. The pitch. Ground ball foul. Left side off the roof of the dugout. And then right out to Kai. Kick save with the right foot. Pick it up. Otter hand it to his teammates. Kai Murphy is involved. He's hitting, he's running, he's fielding. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball again, hopping foul up the left side. And that bounces beyond the camera well. And beyond photographer Mike James, shooting today in the home finale. Good to see Mike. The ball finds you when you're new. He's new here. Just drove in from Indianapolis to shoot the players. And the photographic style. 2-2 break even. Down and away. Full count. As Adam was saying with big innings. So, Fort Wayne, in the very first game of the series, scored 5 runs in the top of the first. They went on and won the ball game 9-5. They were blanked in the next two. They lost each of those games. They have scored 2 runs in the first inning. Each of the last two, they've won those. Verdugo went around too far. Strike 3. Rodriguez didn't catch it, but Verdugo clears the circle. Morris strikes him out. Got him with a slider. Here's Tyler Robertson now. Righty, righty, no score. First pitch takes a called strike. Fastball at the knees. Robertson's offensive numbers have gone shooting up there. Now batting 289. Runner at third. The pitch inside. These numbers will not be finalized until after a week from today. Fort Wayne will be heading home to host South Bend. The pitch. Fouled off at home. Strike 2. Again, the Morris slider. Leadoff triple from Kai Murphy. Verdugo just struck out. And this is a 1-2 pitch from Cave. Slider grounded on the left side. Murphy scores. Kuroda Growers groups and throws to first at number two. RBI grab out to short. And 1-0 Tin Caps.
Is it Groundhog Day?
It feels like yesterday, huh?
And the day before.
So we shall see. Can the Lugnuts win a game in which Fort Wayne scores in the top of the first inning? Righty-righty, Devin Ortiz. Up and in, ball one. Ortiz has been good in this series. Just the last two games, Adam. Ortiz went 4-for-5 two days ago and then 3-for-4 yesterday. It takes ball two down and away. I mean, even Ortiz, you go back a little bit when the Lugnuts beat Fort Wayne 6-2. Third game of the series, he was 2-for-4 with an RBI single and a double. He takes a called ball, a little low. So Ortiz has doubled in three straight. He has tripled up on his doubles, if that makes sense. 3-0 pitch for Morris. That's right there. Called strike. Fastball at 95 at the knees. I mean, three doubles, six singles in his last three games. So Ortiz has the batting average up to 242. This is his 111th game. Two outs, nobody on. At the pitch. Off the hands. Little humpback liner caught by the second baseman Yamauchi, retreating to right center. Side retired. A leadoff triple by Murphy, cashed in by Tyler Robertson's ground out. Yarn to the bottom of the first inning, Fort Wayne 1. Bensing is coming up against Tyler Morgan.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
An early 1-0 Fort Wayne Tin Caps lead to the bottom of the first inning. The Caps defense features Campbell in left, Murphy in center, Vogt in right. Kopech's the catcher. Ortiz at first, Cedeno at second, McLary at short, Verdugo at third. To support a right-hander, it was originally scheduled to be Isaiah Lowe today. But instead, the Tin Caps are going Johnny Holstaff. And it's Tyler Morgan who makes his fifth start of the year. And it's his 35th overall appearance of the season. Lasco, Dickey, Batista Jr. First up, Ryan Lasco. First pitch, right-hander to right-hander. A tapper out of the mat. Can Morgan get there? Yes, he can. And he takes it himself. Pitcher unassisted. One of Adam's favorite plays.
Let's go. What a start for Morgan. Come on, Jesse.
One pitch, one gone, one you. What are your thoughts on Tyler Morgan?
Oh, he's flashing the red leather. He's flashing the red spikes. I mean, looks pretty good there. Now, he has struggled, small stint with the starts, as you mentioned, only through 8 2/3, but he's given up 8 runs in that time, so maybe a chance here for Lansing in the first couple of innings.
I don't anticipate him throwing very long. He deals to Jared Dickey. Fouled away. Over the rooftop.
Well, it's going to be less now. I mean, he just sprinted to first base, man.
That's where you've got to pull the trick of, my shoe is untied. And catch your breath. 1-0 Caps. And the 1. Line drive out to right field. And down for a base hit in front of Nick Vogt. A single for Dickey as Vogt gets it in. Ruben Escalera coaching at first with a fist bump. Jared Dickey coming through, hit number 27 in his 28th game with the Nuts. And his family is here. Danny Batista Jr. steps in. Right-hander against right-hander. Lugs down 1-0. The pitch. A fastball for a called strike. 93 across the outer third. How about Danny yesterday? Reached base three times in four plate appearances. Hit by a pitch, a single. And in the bottom of the ninth, with two outs, he tripled in a one-run game. The pitch off the outside corner. And Adam, Cole Kahn worked the catch of 3-2. And he sliced a fly down the left field line that Tyler Robertson almost overran. Went down to one knee to grab and end the Tin Caps 3-2 win. The pitch. Line drive out to right. There's Vogt circling into his left. Makes the catch. Dickey back to first. Two outs.
Yeah, the rallies have been good the last couple of nights in the ninth, but the problem has been the early innings and the deficit getting too big. So that's something we're Lansing. They've got to find a way today to get some more runs and, again, find a way to come back. They only give up the one run today in the first, but still trailing right from the get-go.
Luke Mann's the batter. First pitch. Takes the ball low. Changeup. I mean, this guy could do something about that. Trying to supply some early offense for Lansing. 1-0 Fort Wayne. Morgan looks for a scoreless first. Right-handed pitcher, left-handed slugger out of Mizzou. Dickey at first, two outs. The deal. Off the outside corner. Went back-to-back with changeups. Two balls and no strikes. Man yesterday launched his seventh homer of the year. It was a lovely thing to watch, soaring out over the right field wall. 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike. Three straight changeups from Morgan. He wouldn't throw him a fourth straight, would he? Center fielder Murphy is shaded out to left center. Second baseman McCleary up the middle. A throw over, and Dickey's safe. Does a push-up over at first base. Two balls, one strike on Luke Mann. Black bat in hand. Morgan offers. A ground ball punched weakly to short. McCleary grabs. The race to second. He does beat Dickey there to force him out and end a scoreless first inning. Single, that's it. One man left. The second. 1-0 Tin Caps.
Sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
William Cedeno, followed by Bowden Campbell, 5-6-7 for Fort Wayne. Top of the second against Kate Morris, the righty. Tin Caps 1, Lugnuts nothing. Partly cloudy skies above. Cumulus clouds that are hanging right over us. It is perfect for the home finale for the Lansing Lugnuts, 74 degrees in Michigan State Capitol. Gabe Morris deals to Norwillian Cedeno, switch hitter batting left. Whacked the first pitch up into the air, out to center field. Shortstop Kuroda Grauer goes out, called off. Here comes Lasko to make the catch, hurrying forward. And one pitch, one gone.
I was a little worried that one was going to hit him in the face there. He had to move his head at the last second.
Kuroda Grauer was fighting it a little bit, but he was right there. And then Ryan Lasko decided to make it difficult. Nick Vogt's the batter. Righty-righty. Ball one inside. I think, Adam, you and I have seen fly balls hit fielders in the face. It does not help you field the ball. The pitch, down and away. Never really think about that on defense, right? That you've got to move your head out of the way.
Head does always have to be on a swivel, though, you know?
Heads up, baseball. 2-0. Strike called inside corner. Fort Wayne wearing the Reds. Adam, how good of a day is today for the Reds?
Oh, it's a beautiful day for the Reds. Absolutely exquisite.
Good to hear it. The pitch. Line drive out to left center field. That's a base hit. That's up the alley. Valenzuela heads over to track it down, but it's off the wall. Nick Vogt heads for second, and he's content stopping right there. A one-out double for the Tin Caps. It's Vogt's seventh double in his 46th game.
Well, Fort Wayne's turned into a team you just can't make mistakes against. You can't get behind them in counts. They are red hot. One of the hottest teams in all of minor league baseball. That batting average for them over the last eight games up at .310. I mean, this is a completely different offense from what we've seen most of the year from the Tin Caps.
Jacob Campbell steps in. Righty to righty. A ground ball up the middle. Kuroda Grauer to his left. Get there. From shallow center. One hop though to first. Not in time. Boat rounds third. He stays put. Infield single for Campbell. Playing in front of family and friends. I heard from John Nolan, one of the Tin Caps broadcasters, earlier today, that for Jacob Campbell playing in front of family and friends for the fourth consecutive week, he is thrilled. Native of Janesville, Wisconsin. And he beats out the knock to put Tin Caps at first and third with only one man out. Here's Addison Kopak's very first plate appearance of the series. Morris throws. Ball one outside. Fort Wayne leads 1-0 on a first inning tally and threatening here in the second. Kopak is two for his first 27. Both of his hits are doubles. 14 strikeouts through eight games. Here's the pitch to the catcher. A tapper back toward Morris. Runner for the plate. Hit on her hands. Tag drop down in time. Campbell up to second. Kopak safely on at first. But Nick Vogt tagged out by C.J. Rodriguez. Out number two. I wonder, Adam, if Kate Morris could have applied that tag himself.
Yeah, I think he made it a little bit harder than it needed to be. That's exactly what I was thinking. Just reach out and touch him. But nice toss to Rodriguez. Got the tag down in time. Saves a run and a chance to get out of a second inning unscathed for the first time in three games because of that good defensive play.
From first and third, one out, to first and second, two outs. Fort Wayne leads 1-0. Nick McClary bats, the number nine hitter. The pitch. Fouled back over the screen. Back into the very top of the concourse. The top of the seating bowl. That's out to where they serve the Dippin' Dots. You know, at some point, that will be the ice cream of the present. Got a good feeling. No balls and a strike of McClary, the shortstop. Here's the pitch. High and away. Actually, why is it now the ice cream of the present? Let me make this point
for
you. Yeah,
what are you talking about?
So Dippin' Dots for a long time has been ice cream of the future. But right now, think of all the freeze-dried candy. Freeze-drying food is now suddenly big in 2024. Ground ball on the left side. Man attack. Short hop pick. Throws to first. Got him. Side retired. The top of the second inning is a thing of the past. Two singles, no runs, two runners left. Let's head to the home half of the second. Fort Wayne 1, Lansing nothing.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
It's the final Lansing home game of the year. It's the first day of the ninth month of 2024. Josh Carota Grauer, TJ Schofield Sam, CJ Rodriguez come up. So JKG, TJ, and CJ against Tyler Morgan. Tin caps one, lug nuts nothing. 5-6-7 batters. The right-handed pitcher works from the first base side of the rubber. Carota Grauer waits from the right side. A step back, a leg kick in the pitch. Ground ball pulled foul. Right down the left field line, beyond a Fort Wayne reliever. Dwayne Matos whiffed on it in the pen. Strike one. Carota Grauer is hitting 200 through his first five Lug Nuts games. 3-for-15. You figure more hits are coming. Morgan throws up and in. The unfortunate thing has been he's gotten hit. He has been hit three times in the series. The man from Rutgers, third rounder, a 1-1 pitch. Down and away. I think the catcher Kopak caught more dirt than baseball there. Two balls and a strike. Speaking of dirt, did you know that they've been handing out little vials of mound dirt from the Lug Nuts no-hitter against Cedar Rapids? The pitch, off the outside corner. Ball three. Amanda Rich, Rook, Buck, the pit crew, they've been filing the dirt. Here's the 3-1. A bouncing ball right of the mound. Second baseman Cedeno charges and wings over to first. One away.
Well, put it to good use because they're changing things out after the end of the season. And, you know, the last one here wasn't but 20-plus years ago, so say it's a good idea.
Yeah. If you could get dirt from any surface for a specific reason, this feels like a fishbowl question. TJ Schofield Sam takes the first pitch outside. Ball one.
I'm going to be honest. I'm not a big dirt guy, yeah. So it doesn't do it for me. But again, I think it's a good idea.
A ball one offering to Schofield Sam. Swing and a miss. Good fastball away. 1-0 Tin Caps lead in the home second.
That's like an autograph for me. I'm not a big autograph guy. It doesn't really do much for me.
Morgan deals. Up and away, ball two. Did you collect anything or do you collect anything right now?
Media passes.
Yeah. Misspelled or spelled correctly?
Both. D, all of the above.
Hitter's pitch. Left it out to left field. Should not be trouble for Campbell. Down the line. Roaming right. And he runs it down with a slide. That was trouble. In foul ground into the Fort Wayne pen. And what a job by Jacob Campbell. Two outs. I'm going to star that on my scorecard. Here's CJ Rodriguez. I'm watching the wind tug at the American flag. It didn't seem like it was blowing to the left. Yet that ball just kept on fading away from him. The pitch. C.J. Rodriguez draws back from ball one in tight. The Lugnuts are down 1-0. Two outs, nobody on in the second. Morgan looks for a perfect frame. Where the red and white spikes. Deals. Hits the outside corner at 92 miles an hour. Strike call. C.J. Rodriguez is playing in game number 66, the Vandy Commodore, batting 197. The pitch, down and away. Earlier in this series, he had a walk-off. A game-winning RBI single in the bottom of the seventh. Game two on Wednesday's doubleheader. Lugnuts 1-2-1. Told me it was probably the third or fourth walk-off of his life. The pitch, that breaks across the outside corner at the knees. Strike two called. Count is level. Saheed Valenzuela waits on deck. Five walk-offs this year for Lansing. By five different players. Johnny Butler is two of them. Kim Masterman, Brian Guelbas, and CJ. Four different players. The 2-2. Strike three called. Good fastball at 92 miles an hour. Froze him. First strikeout for Morgan. The second inning is complete. And we're bound for the third with Adam Jackson coming up with the call. Fort Wayne leading 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Sunday, September 1st, 2024. Hello there one more time from Jackson Field in the 2024 season. 1-0 our score, and number one in the one spot leads off. Guy Murphy, the lefty, against the righty, Cade Morris. Here's the first pitch home. That is a little bit wide. Ball one. Rosemond Verdugo, Tyler Robertson to follow on a sunny Sunday afternoon. The pitch. It's a high hopping ball. One bounce to Bautista Jr. Puts up the stop sign to Morris. Tags the bag a couple of feet away. One down.
Got out of the first two innings, so things should quiet down from here, right?
Things are looking up for the Nuts as we build on the half innings here. Yeah. Second time through the top of the order. Now this is where Fort Wayne has not done much after the first couple of frames. Here's Verdugo. The pitch. Is a little bit outside, bottom of the zone, ball one. Yesterday, Fort Wayne scored in the first two innings and then nothing at all. And the day before, they scored in the first two innings and tacked on one in the eighth and three in the ninth, which were crucial. The pitch, that is a little bit inside, right there at the bottom corner of the zone, not given by Isabella Robb. Two balls, no strikes.
It hurt because C.J. Rodriguez didn't catch it.
2-0 pitch. Foul tip. Verdugo struck out in his first at bat. Again, this Fort Wayne offense that has really struggled all year long. They've come alive over the last couple of weeks. 2-1 is inside. And Lansing's offense, which is at the top of the league, has been quieter outside of, well, the ninth inning. 3-1 pitch. It's a bouncy ball back to Morris to the right of the mound. Sets, fires, Bautista Jr.'s got it. Two outs.
The Tin Caps lineup today, though, is not the same as the Tin Caps lineup that we have seen the rest of the series. Ethan Salas, for one, is getting the day off. So Addison Kopech is in the order. Nick McCleary is in the order. Jacob Campbell is in the order, which puts a lot of pressure on guys like Tyler Robertson and Devin Ortiz to carry the run support.
Here's Tyler Robertson right now. First pitch, bounced on one, hop to man. Basket catch, shuffles in the infield grass, throws over, a little high, but it's reached up and grabbed by Bautista Jr. And an easy 1-2-3, a second time through the top of the card for Cade Morris. Bottom third coming up next, 1-0 Fort Wayne.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Bottom three here at Jackson Field, one final time in 2024, and Mother Nature has delivered a perfect sunny Sunday, September 1st. The final month of the season. We started back in April. We draw into the first couple of weeks of September if you make the playoffs. Lansing will not. Finish up at West Michigan next week, beginning on Tuesday. Here's Saheed Valenzuela stepping in. Tyler Morgan throws home. Flips it outside with the 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Ball one. Valenzuela 0-for-4 in this series. Batting from the left side, the switch hitter. White batting gloves wrapped around his stick. The pitch. That's in there at the bottom of the zone, off speed. Strike one. Tyler Morgan out of Abilene Christian. Throws home. On the ground, rolled to second. Cedeno to his left on the fringe, has it, sets, throws to first. One down. Morgan, a four-seam fastball, changeup, slider, curveball. And we've said it before when Morgan has taken the hill. Or should we say mound? We should call it a flower mound because he is from Flower Mound, Texas, the same spot that former Lugnut Sean Weimer is from. Pitch home. That is in there a little bit low to Casey Yamauchi. Weimer a part of that 2019 Lansing team, the final Lugnuts team affiliated with the Toronto Blue Jays before the switch to the A's in 2021. No season in 2020. 1-0 pitch. Ooh, that hits the shoulder back right there of Yamauchi. And he'll take a free pass. It is the second base runner for the Nuts. So one on with one out as they trail 1-0 in the third. Marcus High School is where Morgan is out of. A flower mound, by the way, right there in the Metroplex area. It's a suburb of Dallas, Fort Worth. Congregation there of cities. Pitch home. Fastball in there. Strike one on Ryan Lasko. Nuts looking to get on the board here. Base hit so far from Dickey, the HPP. Yamauchi, good speed at first base. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Low and outside. Lugnuts scored 6 runs a couple of days ago. And were held in check yesterday, just two runs. Really held in check on Friday. They did score six, but four came in that ninth inning. The pitch is a high bouncing ball towards third. A short hop charge from Verdugo. He's got it over to first in time. Beautiful play from Rosemond Verdugo. Took one big hop, and he couldn't get to it in time before it hit the grass. Swiped with the glove, caught it clean, and then a strike to first. Yamauchi at second base with two outs.
That's even more key considering who is running. I think right now, if you want to contain Lansing's offense, you have to keep Lasco off the bases.
He's got three steals. He's a one-man wrecking crew. Pitch home. Jared Dickey bounces it right at the second baseman, Cedeno. On the fringe, couple of shuffles, throws to first. That's it. A 4-3 putout. We are moving along quickly through three innings. 1-0, Fort Wayne leads. Lansing leaves one, stranded in that second.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Three down, six innings left to go in the final game at Jackson Field in 2024. Appreciate you stopping by with us. Good crowd on hand on this sunny Sunday afternoon in September. We have moved along quick. Easy to think we started back in April, and it takes a while to get here, but then it comes up quick. 1-0, Fort Wayne leading. First pitch to Devin Ortiz. Right-hander bounces it over to third, backs up Luke Mann, grabs it on a backup hop, throws to first in time. Some tricky hops over there for some of the infielders, but so far great plays. He had that basket catch midsection as he hopped back and then threw it over to first, no problem. As they're swinging early and often in this one from both sides. Here's Nwillian Cedeno, the lefty. Pitch home. That's in there a little bit low. Switch hitting lefty right now against the righty, Kate Morris. 6'3", 190-pound, 22-year-old. Turns, kicks, throws home. Fastball, 95 up there for strike one. 1-0, Tin Caps, top four. Pitch home. Let's fly back. This is one of those days where you wish Will Simpson wasn't promoted, because it looks like the Simpsons opening theme song, up with the thick cumulus clouds. 1-2, swing and a miss. Cedeno down on that good looking slider. Second strikeout for Morris.
We've got Bart writing on the chalkboard, "I will not chase sliders down."
Gonna say I can't help you out on any of the Simpsons taglines or, but the clouds with the Simpsons writing, got that for you. Here's Nick Vogt on the ground, right over to Luke Mann, and he tries to backhand, eats him up, stays with it, throws to first. That's late, and most likely an error coming here on Luke Mann. I think he could have gotten over there and just gotten in front of it, but he tried to backhand, kept it in front. We will wait and see. It is an E5, and it's a tough one right there, but I think, again, he had the chance to take a extra half step, get in front of that, but Nick Vogt, no room for error. He is quick. Here's Jacob Campbell from the right side. The pitch, low and outside, ball one. 1-0, Fort Wayne leading, top four, two outs.
Apparently there was room for an error.
True. Very poor choice of words by me.
Harry Gustin, the lefty warming.
1-0. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes. Yeah, wow, that's a big out. Why did I say that? I'll do better next time. 2-0 pitch. That's outside. Three balls, no strikes.
On The Simpsons, one of Bart's key catchphrases was, don't have a cow, right? Don't have a cow, man. That was yesterday's Oat Milkers game.
Yesterday is gone. Today is today. Pitch. That is up and in. Ooh, four pitches. All out of the zone. And the first walk from Cade Morris. So first and second, and a little rally opportunity here after the error from Luke Mann at third base. Addison Kopech, first time playing in this series. Fielder's choice in the second. A triple in the first on the opening pitch of the game by Kai Murphy. Came in on a Robertson groundout. That's the difference right now. Pitch home. Shoots it in there. Strike one. Changed it up there. Curve slider and the fastball along with that changeup we just saw from Cade Morris. Throws home. In on the hands and pounded back off the netting. Sixth start for Morris, the first time he has faced these Tin Caps this year. Quad Cities twice, as Michigan Great Lakes and Dayton the others. First two outings for the Nuts, he went seven innings. Pitch home. Line drive right back to Yamauchi. Tags it off the dirt, gets up, runs over to second, gets the force of Campbell, and that'll do it. Two stranded for the Tin Caps after the error and the walk. Bottom four coming up next from Jackson Field. 1-0, Fort Wayne.
Como la luna y el sol.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone.
Los girasoles nunca dejan de girar.
Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Got the wave going as we get ready to start the bottom of the fourth inning at Jackson Field. 1-0, Fort Wayne leading as we're rolling along here, just short of about 50 to 55 minutes in. Harry Gustin, the lefty, is the new pitcher for Fort Wayne. Throws to Danny Bautista Jr. It's up high with the 91 mile an hour fastball. 6 foot, 160 pounder from Aurora, Colorado. He's a switch hitter. How about that? The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. I kind of want to see him at the plate now. 22-year-old rocks back, kicks, throws home. Outside, kind of a letdown if you become a pitcher when you're a switch hitter, right?
That's true. They're putting you into a box.
1-0. That's up there at the top of the zone with the breaking ball. I mean, I'm saying not only can you not bat, you can't bat from both sides. So you got to pitch. 2-2. Breaking ball is bounced over towards third, but to the left of the line.
You have a skill that is no longer of any use.
You know what they say, if you have two quarterbacks, you don't have any quarterback.
That's right.
So I guess if you're a switch hitter, you don't have a side.
If you're a pitcher, you're not, unless you're Otani.
Why can't he be a switch thrower? That'd be,
that'd
be good. 2-2. Breaking ball. That is filthy right there. He gets Bautista Jr. to come around. Harry Gustin, welcome to the game. First strikeout. Second strikeout for the Nuts. 1-0 Tin Caps. Here comes Luke Mann with one down in the fourth.
The guy in the lug nuts who they talk about could be a switch pitcher if he wanted. It's Luis Morales. He was really hard with the left hand.
Pitch home. Breaking ball is in there. Strike one. Luke Mann had quite the game yesterday. Double home run. Kept Lansing in it. Got him within a run in the ninth. Pitch home. Launched out to right center field. Did he do it again? Boat is back. Yes, he did. Luke Mann, still the Nuke Man. We're tied at one. .398, .101 off the bat, crushed. Welcome to the game, Harry Gustin. Pitch home. That's up high and outside. Ball one.
Gustin went curve, and what a magnificent arc it was, way out to right center.
Next pitch. That is low. And an arc, yes, but boy, it didn't take long to get out of here. My goodness. So Mann got him within a run in the ninth last night with the homer. He ties it today with the homer. Pitch home. Here's a high bouncing ball. Weakly hit to the shortstop. McCleary throws it over to first. Two outs. Well, you wonder where the pop is coming from. They had a home run earlier this week from Lasco. Hadn't had one since until Mann got one yesterday. He gets another one. Great stuff. He's turning it on. A great day yesterday. Jesse told you that was his spotlight hitter. That was home run number 8. The pitch. That's down low. Ball one to TJ Schofield Sam.
Well, you look to see at this time of the year who is showing the energy. Look, Mann is finishing strong.
1-0 pitch. This is lifted out to shallow left. Tough play. Campbell sprinting in, and he can't get there, and then he slips, loses his cap, but he gets in front of it. Schofield Sam, a little dunk down, opposite field duck snort. And the second hit against Gustin. Our statistician and intern, Nate Miller, want to let us know that that also was run number 600 for the Nuts here in the 2024 season, in game 125. How about that? Thanks, Nate. Here's CJ Rodriguez from the right side. Pitch home. Rodriguez pops it back off the billboard. Boy, it just feels like we were right down there to almost catch that one. Look alive. 1-1, Lugnuts and Tin Caps tied up in the bottom of the fourth. Their final meeting here in 2024. 0-1. Down low. A lot of finals on the first day of September. Final home game, final meeting between Fort Wayne and Lansing. Final Sunday at home. Second to last day game as the Nuts will finish next Sunday afternoon at West Michigan. 1-1. Breaking ball just below. Two balls and a strike. Tyler Morgan went three innings. He had no problem. Only gave up one hit against the Nuts with a strikeout. Two hits so far and one long ball to greet Gustin here in the fourth. 2-1 pitch. Line drive right at the third baseman, Verdugo. He snags it, and that will take away a base hit. 98 off the bat, and Rodriguez has to walk back to the dugout with an out after a good swing. A better swing from Luke Mann. He ties the score 1-1. We're off to the fifth. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns right after this.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And now here for the call of the game, it's Nate Miller.
We welcome you back to Jackson Field here in Lansing, Michigan for the final home game of the Lansing Lugnuts season here on September 1st as Nick McClory steps in to lead off this inning. Luke Mann just blasted a home run to right field to knot this game up at one, and now Cade Morris looks to keep this thing tied. That pitch is grounded over the left side. Nabbed by Luke Mann, throws from his knees over to first and gets him in time. Man showing off the power and the defense here, and there is one out here in the top of the fifth.
What a man. Offense in the bottom of the fourth, and then here leaving the feet. Reb Gem.
Absolutely. That is a guy right there that can get it done on both sides, and he's been showing that today. Now it's Kai Murphy. The pitch is taken low for ball one. Fastball at 94. Murphy tripled earlier in this game and scored the only run for the Tin Caps. Checks his swing, does not go around. The appeal to Stone Garver, and he says he did go around, and that evens the count up at 1-1. Murphy, the leadoff man, playing center field today. The triple and the ground out to first. Time is called. I think there might have been something on the field over there and left. And now play will resume. The count at 1-1. Morris delivers. Bunt is shown. Pulled back. Pitch is called a ball. The count is now 2-1. Murphy may be trying to use that speed to get him on base. That speed in large part why he was able to get that triple at the top of the first. And that pitch is hit hard down the left field line, but foul into the seats. Over down on that left field line, there's some action in the Tin Cap bullpen. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch from Morris is swung on and missed by Murphy for strike three. Third K of the day for Cade Morris, and there are two outs here in the fifth.
He's received some great defense behind him, but also Cade settled in. There was the first pitch triple in the first. There was the boat double in the second. That's been it for barrels.
Not much offense from the Tin Caps as they've only put up one run. As that pitch from Morris is taken inside by Rosman Verdugo, who looks to change that. two-hole hitter playing third. Takes another pitch down low. The count's 2-0. This whole series, we've seen some phenomenal defense at the hot corner, both by Verdugo and Luke Mann. Pitch from Morris. That's called strike one. Right down there, low and inside corner. The 2-1 is chopped down the left side, bobbled by Luke Mann, collects, throws on over to Batista Jr. in time. 1-2-3 go the Tin Caps here in the fifth, and we are still tied at one, halfway to the house, heading to the bottom of the fifth here at Jackson Field.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Welcome back to Jackson Field as we get ready for the bottom half of this fifth inning, where a new man will be on the mound for the Tin Caps, Will Gerdes, the 6'2", 220 right-hander out of San Antonio, Texas. Undrafted free agent in 2022 out of Virginia, now pitching in High A for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, the High A affiliate of the San Diego Padres.
So we're covering the South, we're covering the East Coast, we're covering the West Coast, taking place in the Upper Midwest.
This pitch is fouled back by Saheed Valenzuela. Valenzuela, Yamauchi, and Lasco are the three lug nuts who are due up this inning. Final line for Harry Gustin, one inning, two hits, one run that was earned, no walks, one strikeout. And this pitch is hit hard down over to the second baseman. Scoops, throws on over to Ortiz, and that is one quick out for Gerdes. Second time today, Valenzuela is grounded out to the second baseman, Cedeno. Now it's Casey Yamauchi's turn. Casey is at the bat. That is his namesake. Now he looks to get something started here in the fifth. The pitch shows bunt and has to duck. That pitch was right up near Yamauchi's head, but he was able to duck and get out of the way just in time, pulled his bunt back, and an eventful pitch, and now a 1-0 count.
Remember, he was hit by a pitch his first time up. He's alert.
He was. The 1-0 is hit over to the left side, gloved by McClary, thrown over to first, and another quick out here for Gerdes. Two ground outs, one the second, one the short. Now Ryan Lasco will come to the bat with two outs and no men on. Lasco has a pair of ground outs today, one to the pitcher, one to the third baseman. Maybe a little two-out rally here in the fifth. The pitch is high and inside again. Backs Lasco off the plate a little bit, and the count is 1-0.
Well, the Yamauchi high and tight delivery set up a good slider. That was the slider that got away.
The pitch inside again, and the count is 2-0. So hitters count here for Lasco.
Trying to get on top of that slider. That is Gerdes' bread and butter.
Just can't seem to locate it right now in this last go at bat. The 2-0 pitch is taken high right at the top of the zone. Good take by Lasko, and the count is 3-0. Lasko looking to keep the line moving, and if he does so, it'll be Jared Dickey, the left-hander, who bats next. The 3-0 pitch is taken, called strike one, 87 miles an hour, right there in that bottom third of the zone.
First game for Lasko hitting the leadoff spot for the Lugnuts. I like this.
I do as well. He brings speed. This pitch is chopped right back to the pitcher again, who won't take it himself. He'll flip it to the first baseman, Ortiz, to complete the fifth inning. So three straight ground outs to second, short, and first. And that completes the fifth inning. We're still tied 1-1 here at Jackson Field, heading to the top of the sixth.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to Jackson Field for the final sixth inning that will be played at home this season. If you look out on that mound, it is still Cade Morris, who's putting together quite a day here. Only one run given up so far, and it was largely in part due to that triple in the first. And ever since then, he's settled in, found a good rhythm, and there's not even too much action going on in the bullpen yet. So this is Morris's game, and I like that decision. Now he'll face Tyler Robertson, the three-hole hitter. The pitch from Morris is taken for a called strike one, 74 miles an hour, right at the bottom of the zone.
Talk about efficiency. This is Morris's 60th pitch.
And that 60th pitch is chopped foul down the left side. And the count now moves to 0-2.
Right, you reach 60 pitches, you're on the top of the sixth inning. He's doing something right. This is maybe the best that we've seen Morris look in the A's organization.
I would say you are correct, as this pitch is taken for a called strike three. Punched out by the umpire, Isabella Robb, and it is the fourth K of the day for Cade Morris. Now we'll shift over to the cleanup hitter, Devin Ortiz.
I like that you can shift his first name, Cade Morris, Cade Robertson.
I was trying to find a way to work it in there. As this pitch is taken inside for ball one. 93 miles an hour, just inside. Righty-righty matchup. The pitch from Morris is taken outside now, and the count is 2-0.
Suppose you could say, that's right, you spell Cade with a K.
You can just translate his name instead of K-A-D-E, make it K apostrophe D Morris.
Yeah.
He's been doing a lot of that today. And that pitch is taken up high, 3-0. If he wants to do it against Robertson here, he's going to have to battle back. In a hole here, one out, no men on. The 3-0 pitch is taken for a called strike one. 93 miles an hour right down Main Street. So no green light there for Ortiz. Now it's a 3-1 count. Pitch from Morris is taken for a called strike two. 86 miles an hour right down Main Street. Maybe fooled Ortiz a little bit, looking fastball.
I mean, 3-1 slider, absolutely.
was not expecting that, and I bet Ortiz wasn't expecting a full count pitch during this at-bat, but here we are. 3-2, one out, Morris deals, taken inside for ball four. So Morris battled back a little bit, but ultimately Ortiz wins that battle, and now the Tin Caps have a runner on first with one out here in the sixth. Morris has been good with his control today, too. Only two walks thus far, one on four pitches. Now is the switch hitting Nerwillian Cedeno. Batting left. His pitch is taken high and outside for ball one.
I think that's a big key. The fact that Cedeno and Kai Murphy are the only two batters from the left side that Morris has to face. This year, left-handers are batting 70 points better. He's really dominated the righties.
And this pitch is hit foul down the left side into the seats. No, it actually gets up and out over the suites. So the count is now 1-1 here with one out.
I got your sixth inning slang for you when you're ready for it.
I think I'll be ready right after this 1-1 pitch to Cedeno. This pitch is once again hit foul down that left side out over the out over onto the concourse near that Kona ice truck. Now there is some action in the Lansing bullpen. Someone's starting to get up.
Micah Dallas.
1-2 pitch from Cedeno. Runner on the move. This ball is popped back, foul, and over our heads.
You ready for your slang?
I am very ready for this slang.
Rusty gate. What is a rusty gate on the baseball field?
A rusty gate?
What does that refer to?
When it comes time for it, I have a guess.
Okay, great. Bottom half of this inning.
Looking forward to it. So Ortiz was just on the move. Will he run again? 1-2 pitch. Is just a little bit outside, 75 miles an hour off the plate. Now Cedeno evens up the count at 2-2. Yes, as Jesse said, right-hander Micah Dallas starting to get warm in that Lansing bullpen. Ortiz leads from first, takes off. That ball is hit hard by Cedeno, and it is line foul. But what a job by the members protecting Micah Dallas to make sure he didn't get hit by that line drive.
Hunter Bro took that one away from Diego Barrera.
Ah, what a bro. So Ortiz is taken off a couple of times, but on both foul balls were the result of the pitch. A couple of hit and runs not executed yet. And we're going to do the 2-2 pitch again. And this one is hit in the air, foul again. Will not stay in play, going right back into the seats. And we have another 2-2 pitch coming your way. Looks like Fort Wayne is trying to execute a hit and run here, but Cedeno just hasn't been able to put a ball in play. However, he hasn't swung and missed on a ball. He's been battling and making Morris earn this out. A pickoff throw back to first. Ortiz back in safely. Just checking on him. Don't get too far off the bag, Devin Ortiz.
Devin Ortiz this year has tried to steal a base 15 times with Fort Wayne. 8 times successful, 7 times caught.
Might he be 8 for 16 here? The pitch as Ortiz does take off, and this ball is hit into the gap in right field. That's a base hit for Ortiz. It's a base hit for Cedeno. Ortiz scoots over to third. That ball was corralled by Jared Dickey, who throws in. And now the Tin Caps have runners on the corner for Nick Vogt.
8th pitch of the plate appearance. Cade Morris went curveball, and Cedeno was ready, waited on it, squared it up.
And that's how you execute a hit and run. Now the pitching coach, Don Schulze, will make a slow walk out to the mound. You could tell Fort Wayne really wanted to execute that hit and run right there, and it took a couple of pitches, but Cedeno was finally able to barrel a ball, got it right into his wheelhouse, and good job by Dickey keeping that in front of him, because if that gets into that right center gap, that's trouble for the Lugnuts. Now Morris, Rodriguez, and Schulze having a little conference on the mound, talking about how exactly they're going to attack Nick Vogt here. Lugnuts just tied the game back up at 1 in the fourth. Morris wants to keep this game tied. Inducing a ground ball here would be ideal. Could turn two and get out of the inning quickly.
Boat a couple of years ago was a seventh rounder, taken out of UC Santa Barbara, where back in 2022, hit .316 with an OPS of .944. He has struggled at the plate this year. This is where the Fort Wayne lineup changes. And these have been the players who, in 2024, they have slumped. If you're Morris, you're looking for the grounder to turn two.
That would be ideal. As this 0-0 pitch is hit foul right behind the plate up near the sweet level.
Went right after him with a first pitch fastball.
He did. Wasn't exactly able to get full barrel on it. A little in on the plate at 92 miles an hour. Fought it off the hands, and it went foul. As Cedeno takes off, this pitch low and outside, there's going to be no throw from Rodriguez. And Cedeno scoots over to second. So the double play ball no longer in effect here, at least in the traditional sense. So now runners on second and third for one out.
Forces the infield to come in.
It does. All four infielders in. The pitch is taken low and outside for ball one.
Morris does have his four strikeouts today, Nate, but in general, he's been a pitcher who pitches to contact.
He does. He has been, but you want to limit that contact here. A ball in the air may score a run. And that pitch is called strike two. 95 miles an hour dotted on that lower outside corner. Very nice pitch from Morris to even this count up at two balls and two strikes. This would be a big out here for Morris and the Lugnuts if he's able to get it. The 2-2 pitch is just the slightest bit inside, as deemed by Isabella Robb, and now the count moves to full.
Tried a front door slider. Didn't miss by much.
Barely missed on that 82 mile an hour slider. Alas, the count is full. The 3-2 is chopped down the left field line and foul. So another batter here in this sixth inning, giving Morris a run for his money. We saw the 8 pitch at bat against Nerwillian Cedeno, who had to fight off a couple good pitches and ultimately had his single that moved Ortiz over to third. Morris looking for a different result here against Boat. The pitch swung on and missed for strike three. Boy, he needed that out, and he got him swinging. Fifth K of the day for Cade.
Boat expanded. Slider off the outside corner. That's going to be ball four. But Nick Boat got over eager.
81 miles an hour, got the chase, got the second out. And now the task at hand is Jacob Campbell, the right-handed hitter. The pitch is taken inside for ball one.
Campbell's been a bit of a thorn in Morris's side. Entering play today, hitting just 103, 3 for 29, but a single, a walk. He's given Morris some troubles.
He's been on base both times, and he hits this one hard in the left field. That's a base hit. One run scores. It's Ortiz. Cedeno right behind him. It's a two-run single for Jacob Campbell, who continues to be that thorn in Cade Morris's side, and it is now 3-1 Fort Wayne.
Had two RBIs in his first 33 plate appearances this year and doubles it with one swing.
Well, that was a fastball, 94 middle in, and Jacob Campbell did exactly what you did with it, exactly what you're supposed to do with it. Hit it in the left field, and it looks like that's going to be it for Cade Morris today. Craig Conklin coming out to the mound. Infield comes in with him. Exit stage right, Cade Morris. As he does get some well-deserved cheers from the crowd here at this final home game of the 2024 season.
It's a disappointing final pitch for Cade. Now remember, he entered the top of the sixth inning on only 58 pitches, 26 pitches. And that top of the sixth inning. To get two strikeouts, but the walk to Ortiz, the single by Cedeno, the big steal by Cedeno. And then Jacob Campbell right now, that is the crucial swing of this game. And it's up to Micah Dallas to strand Campbell.
It's up to Dallas to strand Campbell, and now it's once again up to the Lugnuts offense to answer back. So already came back from one, well, I don't know if you can call it a comeback necessarily, given that it was only a one-run lead, but they answered and tied the game up off the man home run in the fourth. And now they're going to have to do that again when they come up to bat in the bottom half of the sixth inning.
Yeah, LL Cool J also said, don't call it a comeback.
Don't call it a comeback.
I had the chance to sit down with Micah earlier on in this homestand to talk all about his stuff, pitching, just life in general. Drafted by the A's 2 years ago out of Texas A&M in the eighth round, he spent the first 3 years at Texas Tech and then transferred to A&M. And what a force he was on the Aggies. We've seen Aggies teammates get drafted by the A's, notably Will Johnston. Dallas is coming up from Stockton. How good has he been? 7 appearances, 10 in the third innings, only 3 walks, 8 strikeouts, ERA 2.61. The fastball, the slider is great, and he told me he has a lot of improving confidence in his changeup. That has been a difference maker this year.
Well, let's hope he's able to make a difference in this ball game as that pitch is checked, swung on, and fouled by Addison Kopech. Final line for Morris right now. 5.2 innings pitched, 5 hits, 3 runs all earned, 2 walks, 5 Ks. This pitch is taken just inside, dropped by C.J. Rodriguez, and count is now 2-1. I'm sorry, 1-1. 84 pitches, 50 strikes for Cade Morris today. 1-1 pitch from Dallas is taken down and in, and the count is now 2-1. Jacob Campbell tried to bluff the run over there at first. You think we see him take off?
I feel dubious right now.
And this pitch is swung on and missed down low, and the count is 2-2.
If there was a pitch to run on, that was it. Buried at home plate.
83 miles an hour, buried, fumbled by the catcher a little bit. If Campbell would have taken off, I think he might have gotten there easily, but nonetheless, he stays put at first, and we got a 2-2 count on Addison Kopech.
I do think that Fort Wayne would not want Kopech to lead off the seventh inning, so I don't think he's running.
And swing and a miss for strike three. Dallas comes in and strikes out Kopech, the first batter he faces. Sixth of the day for the Lugnut pitching staff as we head to the bottom of the sixth as the Fort Wayne Tin Caps lead the Lugnuts 3-1.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
We are back at Jackson Field for the bottom half of the sixth inning, where Jared Dickey, Danny Bautista Jr., and Luke Mann are due up against the new arm on the bump for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Third straight inning with a different pitcher for them. It is now Will Varmit out of Huntsville, Alabama. Got some family down in Huntsville. That's fun. However, he is not related to them. He is a right-handed pitcher, 6'2", 195, a non-drafted free agent in 2023 out of Wallace State.
Huntsville is Rocket City.
It is.
Big time strikeout guy down in the California League. 64 Ks and 47 innings for Lake Elsinore.
His pitch to Dickey is taken down low for ball one. Lugnut's got 2-3-4 coming up this inning. This would be a great opportunity to answer back against that two-run top half of the sixth that the Tin Caps just had. This pitch to Dickey is called strike one. 84 miles an hour, a little bit on the outside of the zone, but called a strike by Isabella Robb. Jared Dickey batting left, awaits the 1-1 pitch. He cuts on and misses it just above the zone at 89 miles an hour for strike two. Will Varmet. Well, when there's a will, there's a way, and we've had two straight wills. Pitch for the Tin Caps.
And the way that Fort Wayne is doing it, after Morgan went the first three, a different reliever every inning. So this might be Varmet's only frame.
However, there is no action as of now in that Tin Cap bullpen. The pitch to Dickey, taken outside, counts even at 2-2. Or, I'm sorry, it is 3-1 now.
Varmet's numbers, by the way, this year. Lefties have hit 310 against him. Right-handers below 200. So advantage, you would think Dickey.
Swing and a miss from Jared Dickey. And Varmet wasn't ready for that throw back from the catcher Kopak. And that ball goes out and gets corralled by the shortstop McCleary.
He's going to need a new ball.
That reminds me of, do you remember that?
By the way, Fort Wayne thinks of that strike three right there. Right?
I think they do. They do think it's strike three.
They've lost count at home plate.
First baseman Ortiz coming in to talk about it a little bit too.
Yeah, because the second pitch was a called strike. Then you had a swinging strike for strike two. Jared Dickey, I think, thought that the count was 3-1 because in the video board it showed 3-1.
It did. I'm trying to refresh my MILB TV game day cast here to see what was recorded by our scorekeepers, and I guess that is going to be strike three. Jared Dickey is walking back to the Lugnuts dugout, and Craig Conklin is now talking with Isabella Robb. So from my count, I thought that was a 3-1 count, and he had just swung and missed on strike two. But inevitably, it was strike three and the first K of the day for Varmet. Third of the day for the Tin Cap pitching staff as Batista Jr. takes a pitch outside for ball one. Well, that was quite the interesting scenario.
Keep you on your toes.
The pitch. Taken down just below the zone at 96 miles an hour, 2-0. I don't think that Will Varmet thought that was strike three either. The pitch. Taken outside again, and the count is now 3-0 for Danny Batista Jr. Oh, no, the catcher. Kopak didn't think it was strike three. That's why he threw the ball back and not around the horn. The pitch to Batista Jr., 3-0, taken inside, and it's a four-pitch walk for Danny. And the Lugnuts got a man on and a man out for Luke Mann, who just plated the Lugnuts' 600th run of the season with his towering shot to left field back in the fourth inning. And now he has yet another chance to tie up this ballgame.
No disagreement about that walk.
Now, four pitches, four balls, everyone on the same page. Man batting from the left side. Pitch is called strike one, 95 miles an hour, just clipping the outside part of that strike zone. Count is 0-1.
By the way, I went back and looked at the Jared Dickey at bat, and inexplicably, the cat flipped on the bug from 1-2 to 2-1. That confused everybody. It was strike three.
Batista Jr. takes off. The throw down from Kopak is not in time. Called safe by the bases umpire Stone Garver, and Danny Batista Jr. has a stolen base and is in scoring position for Luke Mann here with one out in the sixth. So now a base hit will likely put the Lugnuts within a run. Pitch to Mann is taken inside, and it gets away from the catcher, Kopech. Oh, no, it hits Luke Mann. Batista Jr. was going over to third, thought it might have been a pass ball or a wild pitch, but it was a hit-by-pitch on Luke Mann. Now the Lugnuts have runners on first and second for Josh Kuroda-Grauer.
Well, this has been the trouble for Varmet here with Fort Wayne. Entering play, 10 hits, 5 walks, 3 wild pitches, 1 balk, and just 4 and a third innings. They got the leadoff strike out of Dickey, but the walk, the HBP, his command is deserting him.
Now Josh Kuroda-Grauer can make a big impact here. He takes a called strike one, 80 miles an hour, right on that low and outside corner. Beautifully placed pitch by Varmet. The pitch to Kuroda-Grauer is taken outside, and the count is now even at a ball and a strike.
By the way, your sixth inning slang, Rusty Gate. Did you have a notion?
Would that be the name of someone like a bad fielder? It's always getting through his legs.
Well, I like that. No, but that's good.
This pitch is hit foul down the right field line over into the concourse.
Yeah, that's fun. No, what does a gate do? It swings. So a rusty gate swings roughly. A rusty gate is a bad swing, a very rough swing.
Well, we're hoping for no rusty gates from Josh Kuroda-Grauer here, who cuts this one foul over near the tin caps on deck circle. 96 miles an hour way inside, but Kuroda-Grauer was able to fight it off. I like that, rusty gate.
That's right.
Sun really starting to come out here at Jackson Field. The pitch is hit to the first baseman. Ortiz has some trouble with it, wants to go over to second, and he flips it over the head of the pitcher, Varmet. Batista Jr. scores. Mann heads over to third. Kuroda-Grauer safe at first on the error, and it is 3-2 Lugnuts here in the bottom of the sixth.
There was the initial bobble by Devin Ortiz and then a look to second, and once he did that, he was lost. Now he was running out of time. He hurried the throw, and the throw was poor.
All sorts of confusion on that play. That ball ate up Ortiz, couldn't exactly get to either base, and instead of eating it and having the bases get loaded, now the Lugnuts are in a very good position to take the lead here in the sixth, as it is the DH, TJ Schofield-Sam, who bats with men on second and third with only one out. The pitch is taken low for strike one. Ball one, sorry. That pitch did just clip the zone. Very good take by Schofield Sam. The pitch to Sam is hit down that left field line, but foul into the seats. Well, this has been quite the bottom half of the sixth inning, huh?
You said it. What a turn of events.
Indeed. Wacky events at that. The pitch to Sam is fouled right into that Lugnuts dugout. Hit off the wall, bounced back off. Luckily, no one got struck by the ball. Everyone's okay.
Yeah, they were ready the initial time. You worry about the ricochet.
The pitch to Sam is cut on and missed for strike three. So Sam not able to get the job done with runners on second and third. So now it'll be C.J. Rodriguez, who looks to tie the game and possibly even give the Lugnuts the lead here in the sixth. That was the second K of the day for Varmet. Both have been swinging so far.
Feast or famine for him.
Indeed.
And his defense.
This pitch is called strike one, 78 miles an hour, right on the inside part of the plate.
By the way, a double error on Devin Ortiz on that play a moment ago from Kuroda-Grauer. Fielding error, throwing error.
This pitch is taken way outside, and the count is 2-1 now on C.J. Rodriguez. 1-1. Rodriguez batting right awaits. And he cuts this one foul over near the dugout again. This one not hit hard in line near people, but softly grounded and bounced off the fence.
Crucial spot in the game. We just saw in the top half of this inning, Jacob Campbell come through. The two-run single off of Cade Morris.
Can our seven hitter do damage as well? The pitch to Rodriguez. Taken low, and the count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Today, Rodriguez is struck out looking, and he lined out hard to the third baseman Verdugo. Robbed him of a base hit. Looking to get one onto some outfield grass here. The pitch is taken on that lower outside part of the plate, and the count is now full. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Varmit tried to dot it up, could not exactly get it done. And now a big pitch here. 3-2, two outs, bottom six. Rodriguez facing Varmit. Lugnuts trail 3-2 against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. The pitch is taken for ball four. Missed it badly low, and now the bases are loaded for the switch-hitting Saheed Valenzuela. Well, what an at-bat that was by C.J. Rodriguez.
And now Varmit loses the matchup advantage. Switch hitter batting left. It's a good visit by Thomas Eshelman, the Fort Wayne pitching coach.
Oh, yeah, they're going to have to talk some things over here because this is a guy here in Saheed Valenzuela. Loved throughout the organization, great guy. And can still do some damage with that bat, and he is in a primed position here to add on to those 7 RBIs he's already collected with the Lugnuts this season.
The uncharacteristic thing to me about Saheed's day so far has been that he has grounded out twice to second, and both of those he did batting from the left side, as in he was pulling the ball. When he's going well, he's taking it up the middle, and he's going opposite field. He loves to swing early. So you'll know that things are going his way if you hear an early swing and the ball is hit out to left or left center. Jacob Campbell in left has to be ready.
And what a fine time this could be for his first Lugnut home run of the season. The pitch is called strike one, 79 miles an hour right on that inside part of the plate. Big spot here for Valenzuela. Could flip this game on its head with one swing. The pitch, big swing and a miss. Fastball middle in at 95, couldn't catch up to it. And now Valenzuela finds himself in an 0-2 hole.
He went for it. He pulled off of it.
He wanted to touch them all there. The 0-2 is taken low. Fastball at 96, and the count's 1-2.
Remember the good takes by Rodriguez. That's a tough take there.
Mm-hmm. Man leads from first. Kuroda Grauer from second. Rodriguez from first. The pitch is hit in the air. Shallow left field and drifting foul. Good job by Valenzuela to fight off that pitch. Some off speed, 80 miles an hour. Middle in. Stays alive. Lives to see another 1-2 pitch with the bases loaded. He cuts it right back behind the plate foul. Just underneath that one, hitting it right back. That had a good sound to it.
That was a 95-mile-an-hour fastball in on the hand. That's tough.
That is tough. And it is another 1-2 pitch for Valenzuela, batting with the bases loaded. And he hits this one foul, this time down the first baseline. He, too, is putting together a very good battle against Varmit. Donning the number 3, also worn by Henry Bolte this season. And now time is called.
The fastest of the runners is Kuroda Grauer at second. He would be the go-ahead run. So base hit here could well leapfrog the Lugnuts into the lead.
Base hit here would be fantastic. Valenzuela swings and misses upstairs. Fastball at 95, couldn't quite get it. And the Lugnuts leave them loaded in the sixth. But a run is scored, and it is now 3-2 10 caps. Lugnuts close the gap a little bit as we head to the top half of the seventh inning here at Jackson Field.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
All right, it's a 3-2 score. Our final from last night was 3-2. We'll see if today's game has any more runs left in it. And shout out to Nate Miller. Great work on the play-by-play over the last couple of innings. Nick McCleary leads off this seventh. Micah Dallas throws, and it's inside, ball one. What'd you think? Do we do a live play-by-play review on air here with him standing behind us in the seventh? 1-0 pitch. That's inside. Two balls, no strikes.
I mean, things were very straightforward in the fifth inning. And then everything got very hairy in the sixth.
Welcome to baseball. He sounded great. Great energy. 2-0. It's down low. Three balls, no strikes. So right now, the Tin Caps trying to win their final three games of this series and win the series today. That'd be something nice for them to head back home for their final series next week. 3-0. Shoots in there. 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Strike one. Doing it in front of a good crowd this afternoon at Jackson Field. The final home game, 2024. Righty, righty. Dallas throws. That's inside. Ball four. So leadoff man is on. That's exactly what you want for Fort Wayne to flip it over back to the top of the card. Tell you what, we were moving real quick through the first four or so innings of this game. It slowed down a touch, but I don't think anybody out there is complaining. It is absolutely perfect down there. Mid-70s, little bit of breeze, sun is out. There's some cloud coverage as well. You can't beat it. Here's Kai Murphy from the left side, the pitch. And that is in there. Off speed, top of the zone, outside part of the plate, strike one. Time called here. One run for Fort Wayne in the first, then two runs in the sixth. Lansing got a run in the fourth and just added one in the bottom of the sixth. The 0-1 pitch, lined out to center field. Lasko measuring to his right, now comes in, head bent forward, makes the catch. One down. On the scale of difficulty for Ryan Lasko, 1 to 10, 10 being the hardest. Jesse, that was about a half.
The way that he waits for that ball to come to him, that to my mind looks like a linebacker approaching a quarterback, arms spread wide or ready to crush it.
Here's Rosemont Verdugo. First pitch down low. That scoots away from C.J. Rodriguez, and up moves McCleary to second base. It's a wild pitch. So just like that, after the out, McCleary in scoring position. You know, I don't know if you've mentioned this, but you pointed out the way Danny Bautista Jr. walks. We have not seen this, or at least I hadn't, someone that walks with their head forward. He's always hunting with a big smile on his face. Pitch home. This is on the ground toward third. Diving stop by Mann. Looks back. McCleary at second. Stands up. Throws to first. Beautifully done for the second out. Mann has had some great plays over at third the last couple of days. Add another one for the man that's got a home run over his last 2 days. So Ryan Lasko, in defensive form, feels like he's doing his best leaning Danny Bautista Jr. movement.
Oh, and his knees immediately bend. Right, he immediately gets down deep.
And then he sometimes forgets about his head. Here's Tyler Robertson. Throws home. Swing and a miss. Right, like when he makes a catch, yes. His head is in the way and he just kind of tilts it out of the way at the last moment.
He's kinetic.
I wanted to relay a message to you in a second here, Jesse. 0-1. That's down low. One ball, one strike. So from the charades that I've gotten from the production room, I believe we will not have a camera for the seventh inning stretch.
What they're just saying is
that correct?
Hey, sing.
Just sing, man.
Just sing.
Warrior Hot Art, the last singing of the seventh inning stretch by Jesse coming up here in one out. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So, yeah, Ryan Lasko, Danny Bautista Jr., I think there's some pattern there. Danny in real life, Lasko, I don't know if Lasko's like that in real life, but on the field. 1-2. Swing, and this is on the ground, through the hole left side into left field. McCleary's around third. Here comes the throw from Valenzuela, and it gets away. It's an RBI single, and then on the throw getting away, up to second, moves Robertson. He stays hot. His 13th hit of the series. His second RBI today, and Fort Wayne back in front by a couple, 4-2.
Well, Saheed Valenzuela being the left fielder changes that play. We have seen Saheed ordinarily in the infield. For Valenzuela, this is his fourth day in left field, and they ran on him. They challenged him to make that throw, and it didn't get there.
Fort Wayne really out of nowhere there. I mean, they had the walk, but then two straight outs. Wild pitch moves it into scoring position. Robertson takes advantage. Pitch home. That's in there. Strike one to Devin Ortiz. Tin caps four, lug nuts two. The opening day of September here as we push towards 3 o'clock in the Eastern time zone. I mean,
somewhere, Adam, there's someone saying leadoff walks come back to hurt you.
0-1 pitch. That's down low. Nice block by Rodriguez. Well, and again, usually good things happen when the bottom of the order can get aboard to help out the top of the card. That's the case here with McCleary, who's reached for the first time in the series with that walk. Grounded out twice before that did McCleary, before just coming around to score on the walk. 1-1. On the ground right at the shortstop. Rota Grauer sweeps it up, lofts it over to first. Bautista Jr. rises with the glove. He's got it. And that'll do it. All right, one more seventh inning stretch from Jesse this year as we hit the middle part of the seventh. 4-2, Tin Caps lead.
Oh!
4-2 as we head to the bottom of the seventh. First pitch home. And that is outside. Ball one to Casey Yamauchi. Yamauchi comes up here. Lugnuts just giving up the run moments ago. Oakland back up by two. The pitch. This is on the ground to the left of second base. Not hit hard. Cedeno has it. Throws over to first in time. One down. Yoan Gonzalez, the new pitcher, as Fort Wayne continues. Some people would say they're Johnny Holstaff Day, but so far it's keeping Lansing off balance. It's working out. Fifth pitcher today for Fort Wayne. Here comes Ryan Lasko. First pitch. Well, that was right there at the bottom of the zone. Fortunate no call for Lasko. He's ahead. One ball, no strikes. 91 mile an hour fastball located well. Gonzalez set from the stretch, throws home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jesse, I forgot to do a trivia question today.
Yes.
So let's just do a trivia question within ourselves. Let's be selfish here. I apologize. 2-0. Line drive. Out to center field. It does hang up enough. And then kind of tails down on Murphy. Tough play, but he makes the catch on a ball that was... Oh, it was kind of doing something of its own. Here comes Jared Dickey. Your trivia question is simply just a question. What was your favorite home game or home memory from this 2024 season? Take your time. Think about it. I don't want to rush you. But there have been some good ones this year. The pitch. This is lifted out to right center field. Dickey drops it in for a base hit. A two-out hit. The Nuts will bring the tying run to the plate here in the seventh, down 4-2. Jared Dickey's got his second hit today, sixth hit of the series. And the seventh inning continues for Danny Bautista Jr.
Hey, is it too easy to say the no-hitter?
No, that's mine.
It's the no-hitter.
Yeah. Lugnuts had not had a no-hitter at home since 2003, that last Midwest League championship year. Righty-righty, Gonzalez tosses. Inside corner, ball one. That was a remarkable night, and it was after a very forgettable night for Lansing. Pitch. This is launched up in the air, and that is behind home plate. Kopech doesn't know where it is. Now finds it, runs over, and it drops down on the grass just in front of the warning track behind home plate. His catcher and his pitcher, Gonzalez, and infielders trying to point out where it was because he lost it off the crack of the bat. It would have been a third out, but Bautista gets another opportunity.
Got a couple more for you. How about the Crosstown Showdown? The largest route in the history of the event.
1-1 pitch. That is on the outside corner with the fastball at 92. Our introduction to Will Simpson. He had a grand slam,
yes.
Two homer night.
Lugnuts won 18-0.
That was a beatdown. A big beatdown.
3rd of July, 9,900 fans here to watch the Lugnuts and the Tin Caps.
What's your pitch? That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. Right now they trail 4-2 to Fort Wayne. The pitch. This is lifted out to center field. In comes Murphy to his right. Now it's Vogt, and Vogt makes a slide. No, he doesn't make the catch. It falls out of his arm. Around third, here comes Dickey. He beats the throw and scores, standing up. There have been some tricky flies in this seventh, and Vogt collapsed on his knees, had it come in his mitt, but then when gravity brought him to the grass, the baseball came out of the mitt, and Lansing gets a run. It's 4-3 in the seventh.
All Danny Bautista Jr. could do at second base was just spread his arms wide. Fortunate. But the old line, rather be lucky than good. Luck has been on Lansing's side in this home seventh.
Back-to-back innings with errors to aid runs. Pitch.
That's outside, ball one. Luke Mann at the plate. He's had two home runs in the last 2 days, and all of a sudden, the tying run is at second base. 4-3, Fort Wayne leads with two outs.
He's the batter seeing it the best.
The pitch home. That's outside. Two balls, no strikes.
Adam, go back to Addison Kopak, failing to see the foul pop up right behind home plate. Fort Wayne could have been out of this inning a couple of times.
That's three errors now for Fort Wayne, and they've come within the last couple of innings to give Lugnuts two runs. Pitch, swing, and a miss. He's ready for that one on 2-0, but he got the change. Good pitch right there from Gonzalez. Pitch home. That's outside. Three balls and a strike.
Well, Gonzalez is treating him very carefully. And if he, in fact, does walk the left-handed slugger to face the right-hander on deck, Josh Carota-Grauer will have a chance for his biggest swing as a Lugnut. Cross that bridge when you come to it.
3-1 pitch. Kick back foul. Three balls, two strikes. Lugnut's trying to tie the score here. They've had just four hits today. And now three errors from the Tin Caps in the last two frames. One of those hits being a home run from Mann. Lugnuts have scored in three of the last four innings. All just one run, though, apiece. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased it up and out. And Lansing will settle for just one after the crazy fly ball in right that Vogt couldn't hold on to. We head to the eighth, 4-3. Fort Wayne leads in the series finale.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lugnuts get a run back. They lead the tying run at second base. It is 4-3. Fort Wayne leading as we head to the eighth inning. Final home game of 2024. Hunter Breaux, welcome to the final home game of 2024. He takes the hill. The right-hander from Hawaii kicks and throws. That's fly back to the left of us. Off the sweeps. Strike one. Turned into a beautiful afternoon for baseball. Uh-oh, Jesse's got the fishing net up. He's ready for a fly ball back this way. We have not had one up here that has been caught. The 0-1. Line drive down the right field side. That is fair and heading towards the wall. It's skipping around. Jared Dickey trying to play around with it. Cedeno gets around second, loses his helmet. The throw is coming in late. Cedeno, a feet first slide. He's got a triple. Welcome to the fun, or not so much fun, of the Wolves here at Jackson Field. That ball pinballed around and got caught in the little elbow jut out there. And Dickey had to go and get it because it didn't pop back out to him. And that creates a triple for the Tin Caps, their second today. Now here comes Nick Vogt. Infield is drawn in for Lansing, trying to keep this a one-run game. Not what Hunter Breaux was looking for, coming right in here. The pitch, flies inside off speed, ball one.
Adam, that's been the thing. For Fort Wayne's offense, they've done the damage themselves with crucial base hits. On the other side, the weirdness has happened in the home halves of the innings.
1-0 pitch. That's fly back. Strike one.
It's like Fort Wayne's offense is trying to keep its defense at bay.
And all of a sudden, too, where did all these runs come from? I mean, we haven't seen runs in the middle innings in this series the last couple of days.
Yeah.
It looked like we were trending for that same thing. Got a solo home run from Mann in the fourth, but then four straight innings with runs from the two teams. Pitch. It's down low. 2-1. Guess the bats are heating up with the temperature getting a little bit hotter. 3 o'clock in the Eastern time zone, right on the dot. Short of 2 hours in, 75 degrees, about a 10-mile-an-hour wind. Sun is out with big cloud coverage as well. Perfect day to wrap up the 2024 homestand. Game number 66 at home. 2-1. Breaks inside. 3 balls and a strike on Nick Vogt, who's 1-for-3 with a double. Reached on an error and then had a strikeout. Runner at third, nobody out, and Nerwillian Cedeno after the triple. Rosette throws home. That's inside, ball four. Well, Fort Wayne has played a ton of close games this year. Yesterday, there 42nd one-run game of the 2024 season. That's the most in all of the Midwest League. And 27 of those 42 have been losses. Pitch home. There's a bouncing ball over towards short. Could be two. The flip to second. Back to first. It is a double play. Kuroda, Grauer, Yamauchi, Bautista Jr. Cedeno comes in to score to make it 5-3, but the base is clear, two outs. Here's Addison Kopak. Pitch home. That's inside. One ball, no strikes. So think about that and knowing that, boy, the Tin Caps are that close from being a much better team, even though they sit in the basement of the standings. Pitch, broken bat, rolled over to the left of second. Yamauchi has it go through the wickets a couple of feet from him. He picks it up, but he's got no play to first base. That one all sorts of topsy-turvy. Bat flying, which Bro has picked up to hand to the bat boy, and then the ball was just kind of spinning and trickling, and it's a long run for Yamauchi to his left. Couldn't quite figure out the bounce too as it transferred from dirt into the outfield. And now, here comes pitching coach for the Nuts, Don Schulze, to have a quick word with Bro with two outs and a runner at first here in the eighth. 5-3, Fort Wayne leads.
That bat snapped right at the handle. I mean, man. And how unusual for Casey Yamauchi.
Well, you're going to miss one. Yeah, that one was the one you could understand. Long run to his left. Weird hopping, spinning ball. He's trying to field it right at the fringe. Make sure his footwork is good there. Running along the dirt and the fringe. And it just kind of snuck right through. It is an error on Yamauchi. And now make it 6 combined errors in this game. 3 for each team. Here's Nick McCleary. Righty-righty, 5-3 Tin Caps. The pitch. Oh, that comes in and gets him. Sounded like it had got hopefully some equipment there. That thing came in and spiked over towards the Lugnuts dugout. So that's not what you're looking for at the bottom of the order. You get the double play, but then an error and then an HBP on the next pitch. After your visit from Don Schulze. And now back to the top of the card and Kai Murphy. First and second, the pitch. Down low, ball one. So Lansing keeps tightening things up. Fort Wayne keeps pressing. They've scored in three straight half innings. We've now had five straight half innings with runs. Top of the eighth here. 5-3, Tin Caps lead. Today, Murphy 1-for-4 with a triple and a run scored way back in the first inning off the first pitch. This pitch, that's inside, scoots away from Rodriguez. Up to second and third go the two Tin Cap runners and vote, or check that in Kopak and McCleary.
I mean, Adam, we went from first pitch triple Cedeno, okay, and then the walk to Nick Vogt. But then Campbell and Kopak, bro, looked great. They got a little grounder for double play ball and then saw it off for another grounder. His location, though, has left him.
Now they're just going to intentionally walk Murphy.
Which I understand about that strategically. But you've got a pitcher on the mound who's struggling with his command. Yeah, they're taking bro out.
Craig Conklin is heading out there right now. And it looks like it's Diego Barrera time.
I could read Hutter's body language, and he is not thrilled.
It's too bad, too, because he's thinking if the error doesn't happen to Kopak, he's done with the inning. But that's how it works. So Bro exits, disappointed, hoping that Barrera can pick him up. Trying to keep this a two-run game with the Tin Caps. They've had the lead throughout, outside of the home run that Luke Mann hit in the fourth inning to tie the game. Lansing's been within a run or two since then, but not been able to catch the Tin Caps as their offense continues to put pressure on the Nuts and find ways to score.
With Diego Barrera, it has felt like there's a running gag of, what are the difficult spots that we can put him into? Oh, base is loaded, Diego time.
Well, he has been one of the most consistent arms for him here on the latter half of the season. So, yeah, they're hoping Diego can do his thing once again and try and get Rosemond Verdugo. He's 0-for-4, strikeout, and then three ground outs. The last one, really nice play by Luke Mann at third. Barrera, that ERA sits at 1.5 through 24 innings, 17 strikeouts. Walks a little high. He's got 10, so that's the other thing you got to be weary of. The base is loaded. It just doesn't feel like Lansing can afford to give up any more runs when their offense is really just kind of sludging around. Now they've taken advantage and got one run the last two innings thanks to multiple Tin Cap errors. But other than that, these last few days, they have not been able to do much in terms of big rallies outside of the ninth inning when they were down 8 going into that inning against the Fort Wayne pitching staff. So big at bat here for Rosemond Verdugo. Bases loaded, two outs, 5-3 Tin Caps, top 8. Lefty ready to pitch. On the inside corner, off speed, located on the black at the bottom of the zone. Beautiful pitch for strike one. Mugnuts play the righty, Verdugo to pull. The pitch home. Line drive out to left center field, base hit. Kopak comes in to score. McCleary right behind him. Throw comes into shortstop. A big two-run single for Verdugo. And he's opened this thing up. A three-run eighth inning. It's 7-3 Fort Wayne.
It's the third straight inning with a two-out run-scoring base hit for Fort Wayne. Jacob Campbell in the sixth inning. Tyler Robertson in the seventh. They are coming through with big swings, just trying to stave off the Lugs offense.
And they've done it now for 3 days in a row with two outs. It all started on Friday. Here's Tyler Robertson. First pitch popped up shallow. It's going to stay in the infield. Coming over is Yamauchi. Onto the infield grass, makes the catch. And that's it. But a big, big swing from Verdugo. The single through the left side of the infield. Scores two, and Fort Wayne gets three in the eighth. They're up 7-3 at Jackson Field.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Turned into a bit of a doozy here as we head to the bottom of the eighth. We've now had five straight half innings with runs, more so coming from Fort Wayne after a three-run top of the eighth. They lead 7-3. It is indeed football season, our first full Saturday of college football yesterday. Also, there's a game today and a game tomorrow. First pitch, and that is a little bit inside, ball one to Joshua Groder-Grauer. Former Rutgers Scarlet Knights. Guess I don't even know how they did. Out of the Big Ten. Don't worry, we'll look this up. Hold on. Here's a pitch that's bounced right back to Gonzalez. He takes it over to first in time. I'm going to get this one. Hold on.
Okay, okay.
Come on, man.
Get it together.
Okay, yeah, they punked Howard 44-7.
Shout out to the Howard Bison.
Or not shout out. So shout out to the Scarlet Knights. Jesse, who's your college team? The Terps?
Yeah, good start for Maryland against UConn.
The pitch. That's down low, ball one. Yeah, they demolished UConn yesterday. Shout out our buddy Connor Onion, called that game in his FS1 debut yesterday, football-wise.
Love it.
Pitch home. That is in there, strike one to TJ Schofield. Sam, my Chippewas won. And the Broncos lost, so good weekend.
Yes.
Sorry, Terry. 1-1. Let's fly back. One ball, two strikes.
Speaking of debuts, the former Lansing Lugnuts broadcaster, Matt Schumacher, first season, full-time ESPN college football play-by-play.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, called the Kent State Pitt game.
I saw he was doing that. Very cool. 1-2 pitch. That's up high. Two balls, two strikes. TJ Schofield, Sam. We'll have to ask TJ who he roots for out of Canada.
I asked him and he said that he's not a football fan.
What about a football fan?
He loves soccer.
2-2. It's a high bouncing ball. Waiting out the first baseman Ortiz. He's got it. Calls off Gonzalez. Takes it to the bag. Two outs.
Basketball, yes. Hockey, no.
What?
Yeah, you heard me.
Interesting. About to say, and not to stereotype the Canadians, but they do love their hockey up there. All right, so there you go. So good to have football back, and the pro football will be back this next week. Here's CJ Rodriguez. Pitch home, swing and a miss. Big win for his Commodores. How about their start to the season? I think that was a surprising result for Vanderbilt to pick up the win yesterday.
In overtime, dramatic.
The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. 7-3 here. Football score on a Sunday. The home finale for the Nuts.
I believe that Liverpool also scored three.
They sure did. Blank the Red Devils. By the way, Vanderbilt 34-27 against Va Tech in overtime, like Jesse was saying. 0-2. Way outside. One ball, two strikes. Arnie Slot, the first Liverpool manager to go into Old Trafford in his first year and wins. It's like the 30s.
Arnie.
check the standings of the EPL table, by the way, why don't you? 1-2. That's outside. Two balls, two strikes. You'll find one team out of all of them, Jesse, that has not given up a goal yet through three games.
It's good to be the king.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom eight, 7-3. The pitch, swing and a foul tip that's held onto right there by Kopech. And we are done in the eighth. Speaking of the king, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you through the ninth when we return the final inning, potentially, from Jackson Field here in 2024 coming up.
Come on, Dad.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
We have arrived in the ninth inning at Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. The Fort Wayne Tin Caps 7, the Lansing Lugnuts 3. Diego Barrera goes through his warm-ups. Here's the final one. C.J. Rodriguez flings it down. Bring up Robertson, followed by Ortiz. Or I should say, bring up Ortiz, Cedeno, and Vogt for this top of the ninth. That's 4, 5, and 6 in the order. Let's start with Devin Ortiz, the cleanup hitter. 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored. And Adam, I'm going to fit in the fishbowl here because why not? 7-3 Fort Wayne, left due to righty. Line drive beyond the diving Batista Jr. A base hit to right field. And comes the throw from Jared Dickey. A leadoff single for Devin Ortiz, his first hit of the ball game. Ninth base hit today for Fort Wayne. Barrera now against the switch, hitting Nerwillian Cedeno, who turns around and bats from the right side. Are you ready, sir?
Oh, yeah, let's do this thing.
Cedeno's 2-for-4, takes ball 1 down and in. Okay. Nike or Adidas or other?
Oh.
Yeah. That is your fishbowl question from me. The pitch. Cedeno waves and misses.
Are you asking me with Central Michigan employees listening?
Nah. This has nothing to do with CMU. This is you when you're not working, not in any kind of maroon and gold. Shot toward short, one hop and beyond Kuroda Grauer. What a difficult hop that was. Up to second base, Ortiz. In comes the throw from Valenzuela. Josh Kuroda Grauer got handcuffed. Ortiz to second, Cedeno on at first base. It was moving to his left, and suddenly that ball jumped back to his right over his right shoulder. It is an error on Kuroda Grauer.
Man, what in the world was that ball doing?
Yeah.
That tells you they might need the new field pronto, which it's happening, because there have been some tricky hops.
It was headhunting. Left due to righty, Nick Vogt takes a ball low and away. You know from me, I yield to you. Because I don't know, Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, it does not matter to me. As long as it's comfortable, I'll wear it. But I know that you have your thoughts. The pitch. And there, called the strike. Fort Wayne is leading 7-3 and looking for more. Two on, nobody out. In a game that has seen three errors from the team caps, including two on one play. And four errors now by the Lugnuts. Final game to be played on this field. The pitch. up and away. That sounds so ominous. No, they're just replacing the field in the offseason.
This is a cop-out, but I'm going to say both. When I was younger, it would have been Nike. I'm wearing all Adidas today. I like both, and the Chippewas are repped by Adidas, so I've gotten comfortable wearing the logo.
Popped up, right side, heading fell. Out of play. What are your thoughts on Jumpman?
Love it.
Yeah.
The old Nike high tops and the old Adidas kind of leaf-looking logo, love those.
Yeah. All right. That was my question. Pick one out of the fishbowl.
Well, I'm going to throw in a wild card, too, Jesse. I love Puma.
Yes. I was wondering. Nick Vogt, the batter. 1-for-3 with a double and a walk. Ortiz at second, Cedeno at first. The pitch stays outside. The count runs full. A single and an error have opened up this top of the ninth inning. Of the 7 runs allowed by Lansing today, 5 earned, 2 unearned. The 2 scored against, on the single by Verdugo off of Barrera last inning. Both swings and misses. Barrera strikes him out. What a way in the ninth. All right, what you got?
Well, this would have been pertinent for yesterday. Favorite cake?
Ice cream cake.
Same, man.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Oreo ice cream cake.
Oh.
But then white cake, which was delivered by the...
White on white.
Lugnuts Booster Club yesterday.
Yeah. Big ice cream cake guy. Jacob Campbell. 2-for-3 with a 2-run single. A walk. Grounded into a double play his last time. Lefty to righty. Inside corner, strike called. Nate, do you want to choose a question out of that fishbowl? Yeah. Let's make it a 3-for.
Do you heat up the ice cream cake at all before you eat it? Because I do that little trick.
I haven't.
You should try it.
Ooh.
Like 30 seconds in the microwave, a little melty.
I mean, I don't have a microwave. Got to bring it here to the ballpark, to yours. Barrera's pitch. That misses low. Ball at a strike.
You put the oven at like 50?
Preheat. 270. Just let's go.
Put it in there for like 30 seconds.
Let's nuke this thing like a Luke Mann homer. Barrera's pitch. A line drive up into center field. Hangs up for Lasco. Fires into first base. Little late, little offline. Cedeno got back in. Campbell lines out for out number 2. All right. Oh, Nate got a whole essay. What was it like watching Vladdy Jr. and Bo play on the left side of the infield during the first half of the 2017 season? It was good. All right, good question, Nate. There's Addison Kopech. I really read that. Someone fit that in. This is a ball low. No, here's how it really was. It is a joy watching great talent. Like exceptional talent on the baseball field. And Vladdy was 18 and Bo was 19. And they were great talents. Broken bat, ground ball, left side, bouncing beyond man. That took a wicked hop. Around third base, Devin Ortiz. He comes in to score. The throw to third base, too late for Carota Grauer, applying the tag on Cedeno. RBI single for Kopech. 8-3 Fort Wayne. Another shattered bat. Another bad hop. Another Fort Wayne 2-out run scoring knock. Kopech with his first hit of the game. It is his third hit of the year. He is 1-for-5 today. He is 3-for-32 as a member of the Tin Caps, and that is his second RBI.
Boy, it really does. I know we've been talking about the field because this is the last homestand, but it feels like it is ready.
Nick McClary takes a called strike at the knees. By the way, one last thing on Bo and Vladdy. What I enjoyed most about watching the two of them play was the adjustments that they would make, that you could beat them in a certain way and then you couldn't beat them that way again. Fly ball foul off the right side. And Adam, you know this, but I've been putting together Vladdy's stats each day in the game notes, that the 2017 Lugnut Vladimir Guerrero Jr. currently in the major leagues is 3rd in batting average, 2nd in base hits, 4th in on-base percentage, 5th in doubles, 6th in extra base hits. Hit .375 in August. The pitch, down low. So to have been able to see him as a 17-year-old here in 2016, an 18-year-old in 2017, and understand what he was doing at the age of 18, and then now to see him in the major leagues. I think if you're a San Diego Padres fan, you look at Ethan Salas earlier this year, 17, now 18, and you go, I want to dream on this. Swing and a miss, McLary. That's strike three. Tag applied by Rodriguez. Side retired here in the ninth. But another error. Two more hits. One more run for the Tin Caps. They strand two, and they increase their lead to 8-3 as we go to the bottom of the ninth in the home finale from Jackson Field.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's Dwayne Matos for the bottom of the ninth inning. Fort Wayne's sixth pitcher of the ballgame. Yoan Gonzalez threw the seventh and the eighth. He allowed one run, one hit. There was an error committed by him. Walked nobody, struck out two. This after Will Varmint tossed the sixth, Will Gurdes the fifth, Harry Gustin the fourth, Tyler Morgan the first three innings. It's 8-3 Fort Wayne. They're three outs away from a win. And it's going to be Matos against Valenzuela, Yamauchi, and Lasco. 8-9-1. That means if anything gets going, the Lugs will be right back into the bigger bats. First pitch. Zahid Valenzuela takes a called strike. Switch hitter batting left. Try to start something. And the final home game of 2024-28. Lugnut season's about to be in the books. At 0-1. Off the outside corner. 949 all-time players. Valenzuela with the Lugs in 2022, 2023, here again this year. Start of the year in double-A. The 1-1. A chopper beyond the pitcher, Matos. Second baseman Cedeno grabs across his body. The throw is wide. And Valenzuela reaches. Is this the fourth error of the game on Fort Wayne? Four errors already charged to the Lugnuts. Official score rules E4. See, it's E4 and it's four E's. You got it, yeah.
Perfect. Or not perfect. Wrong word choice.
Yeah,
again.
Imperfect.
Times seven.
Valenzuela's on. It's an 8-error game today. Here's Casey Yamauchi. He's 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch. Righty, righty. Matos lets it fly. Inside, ball one. I'm just saying. If you wanted the ninth inning to begin in a promising way, I think you got your wish. Leadoff hitter waiting on deck, Lasco. 8-3 caps the pitch. Up and in, knocked off his helmet. Casey Yamauchi is hit by a pitch for a second time today. There was a pitch earlier in the game that came up and in over his head. He is none too thrilled as he marches bareheaded up the line. Just utterly disgusted. Noah Huff greets him. Couple of steps in front of first base just to talk things through and to check in. And now Noah back to the first base side dugout. A best case scenario in terms of Casey's health, although his mood is sour and you can't blame him. Valenzuela to second, Yamauchi at first, nobody out. Here's Ryan Lasko. The pitch, check swing, strike called inside corner. Well, Dwayne Matos and Nerwillian Cedeno behind him at second. Trying to kickstart the Lugs offense here, down by five. An 0-1 pitch to Lasko. Outside. Well, let's say Lasko reaches, just hypothetically. That would bring the game-tying run into the on-deck circle. Jared Dickey's on deck, Danny Bautista Jr. in the hole, and then the cleanup hitting Luke Mann. Here's the pitch. A ground ball on the left side. The third baseman, Verdugo, grabs, throws to second, one, turn to first. Cedeno's, though, is high. Lasko reaches, Yamauchi forced. Can't assume the double play, so no error. First and third, one gone.
Well, as we know, it has not been an easy day for the fielders on both sides. So that could have been a double play. It could have been a different double play. Verdugo maybe had the option there to tag the runner or tag the bag, but elected not to.
Matos deals to Jared Dickey, batting left. Misses outside. One ball and no strikes. Dickey is 2-for-4 today. Single in the first, single in the seventh. 8-3 caps. Here's the pitch. That's low. Change up. Two balls and no strikes on Dickey. Opened up the year out in Davenport, Iowa, as a member of the Royals organization, closing out the year with the A's. Same league, just going from Quad Cities to Lansing. It's a ball 2 pitch. Hit foul in the air, left side over the Fort Wayne dugout, dropping down, air to the seats with the bounce forward. That landed right behind a fan's back while he was seated. Hey, that foul's got his back. Two balls and a strike on Dickey. The pitch. Middle lofter out to shallow left field. Campbell right there makes the catch. At third, the tag by Valenzuela. Third to the plate is high. Saheed scores in head first. Safe. Sack fly for Jared Dickey. The catcher Kopak is pointing down at third. Do they want an appeal here at third base on Saheed Valenzuela? Did he leave early? If he did, this ball game's over. Here we go, the appeal. He didn't. Proper tag. And the run scores. Lansing is down 8-4, down to their final out with a runner at first.
I honestly was surprised that Saheed tagged, because you need 5 runs, and it was going to be a close play at the plate, but he gets in. This game goes on.
Now it's the middle of the order. Ryan Lasko at first, who has stolen second base in 3 straight games coming in. But they're down to their final out. Righty-righty, Danny Bautista Jr. waits. Matos throws. A big bouncer on the left side. Verdugo can't get it. Shortstop McClary does. Bluffs the throw and hangs on. Infield single for Bautista Jr. Lasko to second. Well, it's a 4-run deficit. It's Luke Mann coming up. The tying run in the on-deck circle.
We weren't going to get through the final home game of 2024 without a Lansing chop, right?
Yeah, I was hoping we wouldn't. First and second, 2 away. The pitch. Mann takes a ball low. Yesterday, in the bottom of the 9th inning, Luke cranked out his 7th home run here in High A. His 15th homer of the year. Left-handed hitting slugger waits. Right-hander Matos delivers. Cue shot rolling up the third base side, spinning. Foul. The 19-year-old Verdugo was right in front of the bag, made sure clear of the chalk. Because, Adam, I think that ball is spinning dangerously. One ball, one strike on Mann, who is 1-for-3 today. The one hit, oh, by the way, another homer that he destroyed at to right center. His 8th home run here with the Lugnuts, just like he had 8 home runs to lead the California League with Stockton. Do I hear 9? The 1-1 pitch. Up and away. Crucial moment in the game, though. It was Mann at the plate, Bautista Jr. at second base in the bottom of the 7th inning, and Mann struck out on a 3-2 pitch. That from Yoan Gonzalez. First and second here, 2 outs. Dad 8-4. The 2-1. Bouncer wriggled up the first base side. Matos gloves. Honor hands to first in time. This ball game is over. And so is the home schedule. Jackson Field, we will see you again on April the 1st. Fort Wayne 8. Lansing 4, your final score. 6 games remain in the Lugnuts 28th season, and they're going to be on the road at West Michigan. Adam, let's keep it right here. 4 errors for Fort Wayne, 4 errors for the Lugnuts, only 4 runs for the Lugnuts, who lose by 4.
Yeah, this was, a tough finish to this series. Lansing took the first 2 games out of the first 3, and then they didn't win again. Give credit to Fort Wayne. They kept scoring early. Not only did they score early, they also pitched it really well. And that is how the homestand comes to a close, with Fort Wayne winning the final few games.
So next year, we're going to see some of these players back. We're going to have a brand new field. April the 1st, Lugnuts, Michigan State. April the 8th, the Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons here at home to open up the 2025 Midwest League season, 29th season for the Lugnuts.
Yeah, it's going to get here quicker than what you expect, and we certainly appreciate all the fans coming out. How can you not look back on all the great moments that we had this year and all the great performances individually and team-wise, and just awesome to have the fans back for a 28th season. And this community, we've talked about it before, they love their baseball, they love their Lansing Lugnuts baseball, and they'll be here before you know it once again in 2025.
Over 250,000 total this year, over 10 million all time. I've come in to cheer on the Lugnuts on Michigan Avenue between Cedar and Large Street. You want to come with me on the road?
Yeah, absolutely. One more week.
All right. Sounds good. And then you've got a road trip to take of your own.
Yes, indeed. It is crossover season, but you got to finish up Lugnuts season first. So we'll do one more week, finish it up next Sunday afternoon in West Michigan, and hopefully they finish strong. It's been another fun year.
Well, the Whitecaps are not finishing strong. They're down to Dayton 7-2 in the top of the ninth inning. So I think that wild card berth is slipping away from the Caps.
No doubt, but you never know with Dayton.
That's right. You're taking a page from my book. Big thanks to knowledgeable Nate Miller, or as Adam would call him,
Nasty Nate.
Yeah, we're fitting it in one last time. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. The home schedule is complete. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Fort Wayne 8, the Lugnuts 4. We wish you well. Have a terrific rest of your weekend, Labor Day weekend, and off season. And till next year on Michigan Avenue, go Nuts!